From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Recovery efforts continued today in Baltimore Harbor, where a water taxi overturned during a sudden storm Saturday. One person died, and three others, a man, woman, and child, are missing. 21 survivors were plucked from the near-freezing water. 5 remain hospitalized. Water taxis are a common sight in Baltimore Harbor, and as NPR's Brian Naylor reports, until this weekend, they had a perfect safety record.
Saturday was mild and spring-like in Baltimore, but as the 25 passengers boarded the Lady D at Fort McHenry that afternoon, things were quickly changing. Unbeknownst to them, a fast-moving cold front was racing through the area. It had been picked up by sensors for WeatherBug, an Internet weather reporting service. John Doherty, a vice president of the company, said the storm was first noticed shortly after 3 o'clock.
We literally, over the next hour, to roughly after 4 o'clock, we continue to pick up gusts showing the storm moving from the west to the east at a roughly 60 miles an hour, and gusts anywhere from the mid-40s up to the mid-50s.
The National Weather Service picked up the front, too, but with fewer sensors in Maryland, it took the Weather Service longer. At 3:58, the Weather Service warned of thunderstorms, with winds up to 45 miles per hour. At 4:05, it put out a special mariner's warning, advising boaters to seek safe harbor immediately. But by then, it was too late for the Lady D, which had flipped over some 5 minutes earlier, spilling its passengers into the near-freezing water about 100 yards from shore. Eyewitnesses reported the 36-foot craft had, in fact, attempted to turn back to the dock in the face of the fast-moving storm. Investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board are looking into the boat's condition and the actions of its crew members. The boat, operated by Seaport Taxi, was essentially a covered platform set on 2 pontoons. Coast Guard Captain Joe Servideo oversees inspections and certification of passenger vessels. He says the Coast Guard has found no difference between the safety of pontoon as opposed to single-hull boats.
Our records have indicated or have showed that there is no difference between the characteristics, the safety characteristics of a pontoon vessel in high winds or heavy weather than other types of vessels in high winds and heavy weather, other types of small passenger vessels.
The boat was equipped with life jackets, but passengers weren't required to wear them. The boat's captain, 74-year-old Francis Deppner, has been questioned by investigators. He issued a statement yesterday expressing his, quote, sincere concern and condolences to the passengers and families affected by Saturday's accident. Deppner received his captain's license from the Coast Guard 2 years ago. Captain Servideo of the Coast Guard says the rules are stringent.
The licensed master on board the vessel is a professional mariner. He has to undergo written testing. He has to undergo experience evaluation. He has to undergo physical to make sure, regular drug testing, a number of different things.
Recovery crews marked off a 1,000-square-yard area for searching today, but divers were hampered by the frigid, murky waters. Survivors say had it not been for the quick efforts of nearby naval reservists who saw the accident, the death toll would have been much higher. Brian Naylor, NPR News.